I think
it's been blown out of proportion, but I think I just said, look, guys, are we just going to lay down, or are we going to go out and see what we're made of and go and take it one plate at a time? And, other guys spoke up too. So I think, for us, it was just about the resolve to go back out there and figure out our identity. Not that difficult. Like I said, it's a few little things that, we just have to, avoid some simple mistakes. And really, I think we come out of that first half not feeling so bad about it. And then have to make up as much ground as we did in the second half. No, I think obviously it worked, but you can't just rely your whole entire game plan on that, because you have to do better at the things that we do on a normal basis. And really, watching the film today, you watch the first half, and I know as poorly as it felt going into halftime that we played, it's just little things here or there. If we pick up a third down, you continue to drive the ball and move the ball like we did in the second half. You move fast, and you're getting big chunk plays, whether it's in the running game or the passing game. That gives you a little bit of momentum. But like I said before, we can't just rely on our no-huddle offense, because no one can just sustain that type of energy for an entire 60 minutes plus 16 games a year. So I think obviously it's something that will be a good mix-up for us, but we just have to get better in our normal type of offense too. Obviously you can't – I think we do a good job of putting all of our offense available in that mode, and we can get it out pretty quick. But I think, there's a way to get that stuff done with our code words. So if we do want to do that, that is available. But like I said, it's a vast array of stuff that's available. Now we go into a game plan thinking these certain plays are better than others. But like I said, it's something we did practice a lot, and we didn't run it in the preseason in games, I think obviously for obvious reasons. But there's a good amount of stuff that's available in that package. So I don't know, that'll be up to Kyle with what he wants to use, and obviously on the game plan type of stuff. But you just have to, figure out what's best. And like I said, you can't run that the whole game. I mean, the energy level that it takes to sustain that. I remember looking at our guys being like, I know you're tired, but we got to just keep pushing it, because if we can keep that tempo up, it really, gets the defense in a bad position. Yeah, I mean, Hawk is, I think, he showed what everyone thought he was going to be. He's tough. He knows, where to be at the right time, and he makes big plays, and that's great to see him do that out there, in the regular season. And I had a great feel, that third down, he ran an amazing route and got open. That was huge, because that led, I think, to the touchdown drive to tie it up. So, to have Hawk out there in the way he played yesterday with, because he was a little banged up, and he fought through it, and that's just the type of guy he is, and those are the guys you respect, because that they're putting it all on the line for the team. Well, I think, you talk about people stepping up, and you look at Jim Dre and Gary Barnage. I mean, those guys have worked their butts off yesterday, because of all the players that are in that no huddle, other than the offensive line, those guys don't get a break. So, they really stepped up. They had some big plays in the pass game, and obviously the run blocking, they did a great job too. I mean, to see those two young running backs step up when Ben went down, that's huge for us. And like we always talk about in this game, it's next man up, and you never know when your name's going to get called. So it was good to see those guys get out there and run the ball the way they did. Yeah, we needed 5 yards. And like I said to you guys after the game on that play, I'm thinking, all right, if we can get 5 yards, if I can just drill Gary on the, because his route was about a 5 yard route. And, looking back on it, you just want to play it out and read through the progression regardless of the situation. And it's something we talk about, is the process, not the result. And I think if you just go through the process, I probably end up finding someone who's open, as opposed to trying to force it in there to get the 5 yards to kick a field goal. Well, I didn't feel like we did, even to that last drive that he was just asking about, Terrence West had a big chunk run. And so when you get the ball back the last time, it's obviously a 2 minute situation, and we're trying to a double move and try to get a big chunk of yards in that first play. So I don't think we got to run away from the run at all. Yeah, I just started watching them, and obviously they have Rob Ryan there as their defensive coordinator, so you always have to be on your toes when you're playing him. And they have some good players over there too. I've only watched the first half of their Atlanta game, and I know it was a thriller that it came down to the end on that one, so I'll have to see more going forward.